Today on The Balanced Word, we'll look to God, the ultimate gift giver, for inspiration and application as we go about giving gifts to each other.
You still see this today, where giving gifts sometimes is just a reflection of, God has been so good to me, now I want to give back. I want to pass that forward. I want to show my gratitude for all that I have. And so I just want to give a little something of it back to someone.
Wake up my soul. Wake up early in the day. Wake up my hands. And the instrument I play. Wake up my voice. Let the world hear me say, you are worshipped and exalted here today.
Well, maybe like my wife, you really love to give gifts. Or maybe you say, I like to receive gifts. We're talking about gift giving today on The Balanced Word as we aim to complete our series in the Proverbs called Smarter Living. Think back to a time when you received a gift that was really meaningful. What made it so great? Pastor Dave Rolfe has us think for a bit about that as we begin.
I remember a guy who I knew because he had taken a class that I taught back at Calvary Costa Mesa, gave me a wedding gift when Ann and I got married, and it was a kite. And I thought, a kite? I haven't flown a kite in years. But it was really a smart gift, because then we got out and flew the kite. Later, our kids would fly that kite. And it's just creative enough that it opens up something else. It creates something else. It opens up space for the recipient. Pastor Justin was talking about, well, I ask everybody on staff, what was your favorite gift that you ever got? And he said, easy. That was the truck I got when I was 16 years old for my 16th birthday. And I said, you got a truck when you were 16? He goes, yeah. He said, I was watching. I knew it was going to be a red truck. They told me that. So I'm watching out the window, and all these nice red trucks are driving by. And finally, this one comes, you know, stumbling up the driveway. And he said, that truck looked like it had been left out on a driving range and golf balls were hitting it constantly. It was covered with dents. But he said, then they took it to Earl Scheib and painted it bright red. So if you take a dented car and you paint it bright red, you just see the dents that much more. And he said, oh man, that thing was such a piece of junk. But he said, it's the best gift I ever had. Because he said, even though girls wouldn't ride in it with me, and even though I always had to park it on a hill because the starter didn't work and I had to coast to get it going, many of us have had those cars. But he said, you know, I was able to drive. And he said, not only that, I had to learn to work on cars, because that thing was not just my truck, it was my project. It was something that I had to learn to work on. It opens up the space. It ends up giving a lot more than you expect it to. It's a gift that keeps giving, in a way. It opens up that space. Now turn over another chapter to Proverbs 19 and verse 6, and we see a little different aspect here. Proverbs 19:6, many entreat the favor of the nobility, and every man is a friend to one who gives gifts. That translation of entreat the favor is not a very literal translation. Literally, what the Hebrew says is a lot of people stroke the face, literally, of the nobility. And the word nobility doesn't actually mean nobility. It means someone who gives generously. In their culture, people who were of nobility would be the most generous people. To give charity out to others made them feel good. It helped others. It garnered support for them. So the idea is, hey, a lot of people are kissing up to those who are volunteering with generosity. And every man is a friend to one who gives gifts. Giving gifts will help you to make friends. Giving gifts helps you make friends because there's an implied reciprocity to the whole thing. You know, it's like when you give, people feel like they need to give something back. They want to, you know, return that. And in fact, in those days, the nobility or anyone who was good, they weren't giving because someone was kissing up to them, stroking their face. They were actually giving because they felt like someone had been generous with them. They had been blessed, so they're wanting to give back. You still see this today, where giving gifts sometimes is just a reflection of, God has been so good to me, now I want to give back. I want to pass that forward. I want to show my gratitude for all that I have, and so I just want to give a little something of it back to someone. It's not buying friends, it's a balance, but there are people, I know people who I've had who are great friends, who were always giving me stuff. I had one friend who, every time, he goes to garage sales a lot, and he would see something that he thought would be special to me, and he'd buy it for me. And a lot of the stuff, frankly, I wouldn't have necessarily purchased for myself, but I still have my, O.J. Simpson trading card, because my friend thought that that's something that would mean a lot to me. You know, and I have albums of basketball cards. See, I collected baseball cards when I was a kid, but he thought anything that was a card must be something that I would like. But I haven't got rid of that stuff because it's special, because I associate it with the guy who gave it to me, who really, it was a gesture of friendship on his part. I think that a lot of people who volunteer in various ministries and stuff and who do certain things, and we have a lot of them here at our church, a lot of them are people who just feel like, life has been so good to me. God has blessed me so much. I want to give something back. And that's a part of what Solomon's talking about here too, about generous people. Generous people are people who, I feel like God has been generous with me. Now I want to be generous with others. For me, it's really a blessing when there are people who say, I've been blessed, now how can I bless others? And again, that's sort of what he's talking about here. Reciprocity, friendship. It's this relationship thing where there's a give and take that goes on. God's been good to me. I want to be good to others. And it's interesting at our church sometimes when after a banquet or together or something like that, and I look around at the people who are helping clean up, vacuuming the floor and taking down the tables and stacking the chairs and rearranging them. And I look around and some of them are people who are incredibly successful, where it would be easier for them to just hire somebody to do this work, but they want to serve. And the same thing with, the guys who are ushers and the people who are teaching children's ministry. It's like they want to bless God's people because God has blessed them. And there's something really powerful when someone has really nothing to gain by serving, but they just want to serve out of gratitude. And that's where real friendships form ultimately, when people just begin to share out of the abundance of their heart, out of how God has blessed them. Now turn over to chapter 21 and verse 14. The last scripture that we will look at in Proverbs on gift giving. Proverbs 21 verse 14. A gift in secret pacifies anger, and a bribe behind the back, strong wrath. The idea here is sometimes and by the way, that word bribe is a word that just means donation. There's nothing implicit in it that you're doing something illegally or to pay someone off. And behind the back isn't really what it says in the Hebrew. What it says is from the bosom. So it's like from the most secret part of you, from something we might say from the heart. And the idea is, again, if somebody's upset with you, this happens. It's legitimate because we don't always understand each other. And sometimes we just do things to injure each other, and it isn't our intention at all. But a lot of times, just the right gift helps somebody know that, okay, we're okay. This person still cares about me. This person still loves me. And at the right time, that kind of a gift just means so much when it comes from the heart. You know, there are people, you can always watch the news, and whenever some rich, famous person ends up getting caught cheating on their spouse or whatever, the spouse ends up with big diamond rings and a new Ferrari and all that kind of stuff just to, like, calm them down. And believe me, if you've been mean to your spouse and you give them a Ferrari, it does soften them up a little bit. But even more than that, as you think about it, when there is a hostility that's building up, to just stop and go, just because this person's mad at me, I want them to know that I'm not upset with them. And to give a gift in that kind of a situation, a simple gift, just a gift of an email or a card or thinking of you or something that breaks that log jam of you're mad at me and I'm mad at you and just to be able to say, look, and very subtly be able to bless someone will so often just calm down a relationship that might be at odds. I mean, this is really true when you have relationships in families that are going bad, and they do a lot because we know each other too much. We know the buttons to push, to upset somebody. And when it's people who you've been close to, nobody wants to say they're sorry. Everybody just wants to be right. And the idea is, who do you think you are to do this to me? The smart thing to do, the wise thing to do, is to just, even when somebody's, and not make a big production of it, it's a gift from the bosom. It's like, okay, almost behind the back, under the table, like, here, I want to give you this gift. And again, think of those five love languages to figure out what that gift might be. It can make a huge difference. Now, the Bible talks about something called spiritual gifts, that anyone who is a child of God, anyone who has been forgiven of their sins because of their belief in Jesus Christ, that God gives us certain gifts. And, you know, you can read about them in 1 Corinthians 12 through 14 and Ephesians chapter 4 and Romans 12. These capacities that come to us as a gift from God, and it means that I am unusually gifted in this area. And it may be a gift of administration or teaching or a gift of giving or a gift of encouraging someone or whatever. But there are all these capacities and qualities, and each one of us is creative in different areas and in different ways. We are gifted. But what God gives those gifts to us for is always to be able to give to others. And that's the deepest form of gift, is a gift that says, I'm going to give you this, and it makes you feel like you can then pass it on to others. It's why it's so important for us to figure out what gifts we have and offer them up to the body of Christ, because that's what makes us strong as a church, as a body, when we do this. In talking to the staff members, Diana Villalpando, who's our children's ministry director, she had an interesting story. She said, the best gift I ever received was when they gave me a doll, and I was really just too old to get a doll. She said, it was one of those things where I got the doll, and I'm like, really? She's like 12, 13 years old. A doll? But she was gracious, and she put it in her room. But she said, the amazing thing is, she had a lot of nieces who were younger than she was, and she realized when they would come over to her house, they couldn't wait to go in her room and play with her and play with this doll. And she said, when they gave me that doll, they gave me a gift of these little nieces who I love and me being able to have a connection with them. And she said, still, that doll I think of in a great way because it opened a door. It provided an opportunity. It was a gift that allowed me to keep on giving with that gift. I think, you know, there are some of the most memorable gifts are when somebody gives you something that allows you to then give to others. I remember I had a friend years ago who had a big yacht, And he would, every year for the Christmas parade, he would let me invite anyone I wanted to come on the yacht for the Christmas parade down in Newport Harbor. And it made me feel so special. I would get like our staff, I would get other people and bring them. I didn't have a yacht. I couldn't afford the meal that we were given from catering, but what a special gift to give that. If you have a yacht, it's just sitting there anyway. Why not give in a way that gives to others? And that's what this guy did. I've had people who gave me gift certificates to places that were, you know, kind of expensive, places that I would never go to. But then I had this gift certificate so I could take people out to lunch to go to Montage in Laguna and just act like a rich guy, but take what was given to me and actually give it to other people. The best gifts are always the gifts that allow us to give. And, you know, ultimately, that's what God does for us when he gives us the gifts to be able to make a difference in his body. One of the probably most common verses in the Bible is John 3:16, where we find out the very first Christmas present was actually Jesus himself. Because John 3:16, Jesus himself said, "For God so loved the world that he gave." God gave his only begotten Son, that whoever would believe in him wouldn't perish but have everlasting life. Talk about a gift. You know, in the beginning we were talking about to give a gift is something that should be precious to you and to the person who's going to receive it. What's more precious than your only Son? And at the same time, what could give us a better opportunity than for God to send his Son to become one of us? And as he said that a gift opens up space, the gift of Christmas, the gift of Jesus, that God gave his Son, is something that made it possible for us to breathe, for us to live, for us to have other options opening up. Just in a huge way, what a great gift that was. And talk about gifts being a basis for friendship and reciprocity. Man, there's nothing that brings people together more than the knowledge that we have all been loved by God, that we have all been forgiven, that we all on Christmas look at that incredible gift that was for us, for unto you is born this day in the city of David, a Savior. And then finally, God was rightfully, it would be wrong for him not to have anger at what people do to defy his gift and to defy him. And we were, without Jesus, we would be the recipients of that wrath. It's the only right thing for God to do would be to exercise his wrath. But in the middle of that wrath comes this gift of Jesus. And we realize God can dismiss the wrath that should be ours, that we deserve, because he took his wrath and put it on his Son. That precious gift that would now be sacrificed for the sins of the world. What could be a better gift than that? In every way, everything that makes a good and a great gift is what we celebrate on Christmas. Every aspect of gift giving. Solomon didn't really know about Jesus, but what he was laying out for us in these verses about gift giving, which he certainly did know something about, Jesus comes along and it's like, wow, here is the perfect expression of what a gift really is. And it's that baby in a manger. It's that God who became a man, God who became a baby on Christmas, so that it would open up the door for us to experience forgiveness, grace, and love, so that he could give us something that would then allow us to share it with others and see their lives change as a result. The most precious gift ever was the gift of the Son of God. And that was for us. And that's what we celebrate on Christmas. Now, you know, you might be somebody who's like, okay, I kind of have a general thing of that. It still seems sort of weird for me to, like, you're celebrating the birth of a baby who then would end up dying. And I understand why you may think that doesn't have a lot to do with you. But here's the thing. In your life, you will never be able to experience what God ultimately designed for you until you can be forgiven, until you can be friends with the one who made you. And his gift on Christmas is the gift that extends for you his love and his grace. If you've never really accepted him, or you're not sure if you have or not, this would be such a great time for your life to start over. If somebody gives you a present, you just stick it aside and you never open it, it's not doing you any good. Well, you got a present 2,000 years ago. If you haven't opened it yet, man, it's gonna open so many doors. It's gonna bless you so much. It's gonna allow you to then take what you have and pass it on to others in a beautiful way. And God will never have to express his anger to you because he already expressed it on his son when he died for you. So if you need to accept that gift, do it today. This is the time. Your present is there. It's wrapped. That's the best way I can explain it. This morning I try to explain it as well as I can, but you have to accept it. And if you haven't done that, please do it today. Come down and pray that prayer to open that present, receive that love and grace and forgiveness, that amazing gift of Jesus himself.
You're listening to The Balanced Word and our final message in Dave Rolf's series, Smarter Living. He'll close it out in prayer in just a bit. This is my final opportunity to mention this series is available on a USB for a gift of $10 or more. Derive great lessons from the Proverbs as you study along with Pastor Dave. And you'll be helping us continue this radio ministry on this station and others like it when you give today. Our phone number is 949-362-7475. And don't forget, when you give a gift of $10 or more, be sure to ask for the Proverbs series, Smarter Living, on the USB. Our programs are also available online at thebalancedword.com. Thank you for your support of the Balanced Word Radio Ministry. It allows us to bring Pastor Dave's teachings to stations like this one all across the nation. Donations can be made at thebalancedword.com. Dave Rolf is the pastor of Pacific Hills Calvary Chapel in Aliso Viejo. You can hear him teach on a Sunday morning at any one of these three times, 8, 9:45, and 11:30. Visit ccpacifichills.org for more information or to live stream. Check out Pastor Dave's one-minute messages, a great way to start the day. You can listen to them at thebalancedword.com or watch them on Instagram or Facebook by following CC Pacific Hills. Now to conclude our time in prayer, here again is Pastor Dave.
Let's pray. Lord, thank you so much for your incredible gift that you gave us something that we didn't even know enough about it to know that we needed it. And yet when we receive the gift, we find out we needed that so bad. And it opens doors for us to find meaning in life. It opens possibilities for us to have great friends in your family. It opens up the opportunity for us to be clean and forgiven and to receive your grace. Thank you for the gift of your son, who we will celebrate this week and this next Sunday as well, and Saturday night too. Lord, if there's anybody here who hasn't received that gift, help them in whatever it is that they don't understand, help them to go, that just sounds too good to pass up, and to come down to give their life to you, turn themselves in and receive their gift. Give them the courage and the will to do that, even though there are a lot of things they don't understand. Help them to understand the basic truth of your gift of eternal life through your son. For all of us, Lord, help us to keep our priorities straight during this season. Help us to look for ways to give to others in a way that will feel appropriate to the kinds of relationships that you've made possible for us. We thank you. Protect us from getting caught up in stuff. We know, as somebody has said, that the most valuable stuff is never stuff. It's always the people that you love that you've given to us. It's always our connection with you, more important than anything else. We thank you for this season to remind us once again that in a very simple and inglorious way, you gave us the greatest gift that could ever be given. We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.
Next time on The Balanced Word, Pastor Dave Rolfe will begin a new series dealing with the stories of the Bible. Don't miss it. This program is brought to you by Pacific Hills Calvary Chapel.
Wake up my soul. Wake up early in the day. Wake up my hands. And the instrument I play with.